I'd like to touch on something here that you mentioned in our earlier conversation. I'm sure both of us have met people who've said, you know, I have this fabulous business idea. In fact, it's so good, I can't tell it to you until you've signed a 6-page confidentiality agreement. Tell me your views on this kind of caution.
Non-disclosure agreements or confidentiality agreements came into vogue really with the internet craze. I think it's a barrier to innovation. My advice to entrepreneurs is, again, unless you have something which is very rare in the area of a proprietary technology or something that ultimately may be patentable, feel free to share it. The best advice you're possibly going to get is informed advice. If you give somebody a vague idea, they're going to give you vague response. If you give them a specific idea, they're going to give you very specific feedback that ultimately will help you craft a much better business. My words of advice is to be as open as possible. Don't worry about the competitive issues, because the chances are, if you're onto a good idea, there are people elsewhere in the country, around the world, that are onto the same idea. Your competitive advantage in that process is to make your idea as well thought out as possible, to identify every roadblock, every potential barrier, and think through it up front. And the only way to do that, because nobody's smart enough, you know, I sit down with a business plan, I try to think of every arrow I can throw at it, but nobody's smart enough to think about every shortcoming. You really need that collaborative wisdom of a team of individuals with as much relevant experience as you possibly can assemble, and get accurate feedback.
You mentioned business plan there, and